Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Chatting a little more this week about some upcoming events and resources here in Cass County. Windbreaks are a popular topic among many farms and acreages here in rural Iowa. Windbreaks and shelter belts act as critical farm infrastructure, providing energy savings, livestock growth gains, timber and non-timber forest products, wildlife habitat, control for odor and dust, aesthetics, and privacy. Billy Beck is the assistant forestry professor at Iowa State University, and he is on a mission this year to educate and inform Iowans about windbreaks, everything from installing to maintaining. Iowa's aging windbreaks, according to Beck, are simply not functioning as they should be due to general decline, storm damage, insect and disease issues. Beck will be leading multiple upcoming educational sessions to help Iowans construct and maintain quality windbreaks. He will be here in Atlantic on January 20th as part of our Crop Advantage meeting. If you're interested in learning more about windbreaks, there will be many other educational and conservation topics covered at the Crop Advantage meeting, including information on farm pond maintenance as well. If you are unable to attend that, there are several other upcoming trainings, including a windbreak school in February in eastern Iowa. We also chatted a little bit about the Crops TV online educational program, and Windbreak School will be one of the webinars that is available later this winter on the Crops TV page as well. There are also several publications available and being updated from Extension on designing and managing windbreaks in Iowa. Speaking of Crop Advantage, a reminder that that is coming up in a week. We will be here next Thursday, January 20th, in Atlantic. The Crop Advantage meetings are an opportunity for farmers and crop advisors to hear current research and crop production information from ISU Extension specialists. Atlantic is one of 14 locations happening across Iowa in the month of January, and like all meetings, will include continuing education credits for those who are certified crop advisors, and at the end of the meeting, you can get pesticide applicator recertification as well. According to previous attendees, approximately 85% of them said information from Crop Advantage would save them between $5 and $20 per acre when applied to their farming operation in the next production year. Program topics do vary by location and are selected according to regional issues, but in general they include things such as crop market outlook, precipitation and weather, rootworm management, cover crop management, tax law changes, and many more. As we mentioned here in Atlantic, we will be discussing windbreaks and farm ponds, among many other conservation topics. If you would like to see the full agenda for our Crop Advantage meeting here in Atlantic next week, you can visit the Crop Advantage website and get registered on that website as well, or you can stop here in the office. We do have the registration forms here, or if you'd just like to see an agenda, we can help you with that as well. Early registration for each location is $60, and that early registration ends tomorrow, Thursday at midnight. You can walk into the meeting or register immediately prior for $75. That registration includes your lunch, any recertification credits that you would need, and a large booklet with all meeting materials. Again, visit cropadvantage.org for a full list of all meeting topics and to get registered for the Crop Advantage meeting here in Atlantic on January 20th. Another meeting coming up in early February. Cass County is one of five sites across the state hosting a Planter University. ISU Extension Outreach specialists are teaming up with ISU Ag and Biosystems Engineering specialists to feature an in-depth look at planter equipment. It's happening the week of February 7th, and they will be here in rural Cass County on Thursday, February 10th. The workshops are an opportunity for farmers, ag service providers, equipment and precision ag dealers, and others to gain insight on how both traditional and high-speed planters function, learning how to optimize settings for individual seed, field, and equipment needs, and improve understanding of planter wear and calibration settings. Planter University goes far beyond a typical planter clinic, offering attendees direct access to specialists with expertise in planter technology and settings. There is limited spaces offered at each of these clinics, so there will be a small number of learners in a very hands-on learning setting. If you are interested in learning more, we invite you to check out the ISU Extension website. There's information there on registering for the Planter University. And again, that will be happening here in Cass County on February 10th at Barkley Farms in rural Cass County. Again, attendance will be limited to maintain small group sizes and allow for hands-on activities. Registration for each location is $75, and that is a full-day meeting. Check-in begins at 9 a.m., lunch is included, and the program will adjourn in mid-afternoon. Again, for more information, check out Planter University on the Iowa State University Extension website and get registered for that today. And finally, in garden news, we are talking about philodendrons this week. ISU Extension horticulture specialist Aaron Stiles shares that philodendrons are some of the easiest house plants to grow. They are a diverse group of tropical plants that do not often need much care. They're grown for their attractive leaves and come in a wide range of shapes, colors, patterns, and sizes. They are often reliable and long-lived additions to the home as a house plant, even for a beginning gardener. One of the most common questions is how to care for a philodendron. To do this, you should understand where they come from. They are, again, tropical plants native to low-light understories of tropical forests in Central and South America. Because of this, they prefer indirect or dappled sunlight. And some varieties, like the common heartleaf philodendron, can tolerate very low light levels, but most prefer moderate indirect light when grown indoors. Philodendrons also prefer to stay evenly moist, but the soil should not be wet. Water plants only when the top of the soil is dry, and don't let them sit in soggy soils or saucers of water. You may want to fertilize lightly when actively growing in the spring and summer, but shouldn't need to do that in the dormant period here in the winter. Any typical home temperature between 65 and 80 degrees Fahrenheit is well tolerated by these plants, and they grow best in high humidity, but will tolerate the low humidity of homes in winter quite well. If you'd like more information on growing philodendrons, including learning more about popular types and varieties of philodendron, more specifics about daily care, what to do with those aerial roots when the philodendron starts shooting those out and climbing your wall, and how to propagate a philodendron, and what to do as the leaves are poisonous, you may want to check out the Yard and Garden article this week on the Iowa State University Extension website or stop in the office to pick up your copy and learn more about how to care for a philodendron as a popular houseplant here in Iowa. For more information on any of these upcoming events and resources from ISU Extension, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Stop by the office anytime at 805 West 10th Street, or as always, check out our website or Facebook page. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.